Welcome to the Soulish Podcast. My name is Whitney Apke, and I am your host. On the Soulish Podcast, we talk about the body, soul, spirit connection, as well as the soul journey. And I have the honor and privilege of sharing my journey with you guys, as well as bring on guests who are amazing people that do amazing things in this world, have amazing hearts, and have a service to others mentality and also work that they do in service to others. And it's just amazing. Like, such an honor and privilege to connect with so many people. And this podcast started about 3 years ago. I was in a place where I was in this transition, in this like no man's land. I had kind of taken a break from ministry. I had been a youth pastor, worship pastor, and I just was like, what do I do? Like, because this doesn't feel in alignment. I also came out of a long-term relationship. I was in a career that I didn't want to be in. It didn't feel in alignment. I was just trying to make my schmill and make ends meet in California, in the Bay Area, and barely doing that, lifting on the weekends. You know, it just was crazy. Lyft driver on the weekends, by the way, and evenings after work, just to make my electricity bill. And I just was kind of in this desperate place of like, I know I'm meant for more. Not that I'm like, whoa, I'm so special, but just I have this huge desire to help others, and I'm not doing that. I'm like in life for myself, and that just does not necessarily feel fully in alignment. Like, there is a portion of that that's great and is necessary and is good. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But I just felt like I'm supposed to be helping people, like, and I'm supposed to be reaching out beyond, you know, my literal reach. And so I just was like, I don't even know how to do this. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, I don't even know where I could even start. And so I was like face first in my bed crying and just begging my guides, you know, God, whoever, Jesus, to come down from heaven and let me know what the hell am I supposed to do with my life, because I feel so lost and so unguided. And I immediately heard start a podcast. And at that point, I mean, maybe Goop, maybe a few episodes of Goop, Oprah Sundays, you know, Soul Sundays or whatever that was. And that was kind of it. That was my experience. I had no experience apart from that. I had no clue what to do. But here I am 3 years later, still doing it. And it's awesome. And just to get your comments, your DMs, to get your emails, it has just meant the world and everything to me. I love you guys so much. And I just want to honor you, my Soulish tribe, whether you are just listening to this episode or you have been listening for the past 3 years or a couple years. It is just such an honor and privilege to have you a part of the Soulish community. So thank you so much for subscribing, for sharing and all of that, and letting me know what you resonate with, what inspires you, because that's the whole point, is to inspire, encourage, and uplift you in every episode. And in this episode, I have a very special, fun episode for you guys, because I get to go on location to Dr. Seth Stormont's new chiropractic studio, Flow Chiropractic, in the Denver district. It's so cool. It's such an amazing chiropractic office. It's so funky and so fresh and so him. Dr. Seth has just an amazing energy. He is on episode 93, and you can see that episode, just how open-hearted he is. His energy is amazing. And he's one of the chiropractors that I've never really experienced this. I've maybe had like a handful of chiropractors in my life. And Dr. Darren at The Source Denver, I feel the same way. It's like as soon as they lay their hand on you, just to kind of greet you, let you know you're next, you know, in the queue, while you're laying, you know, on a table, there's just this energetic connection that you feel. Dr. Seth has a very unique energy to him. And so whenever I've had him adjust me, which has maybe been two times, three times, man, there is such a sweet energy, this just like this peace, like I don't know how to describe it. He embodies that, and he brings that into his practice and into each adjustment, whether it be like the individual adjustment that he's doing on you and also each person, each client. He graduated from from the Doctor of Chiropractic Program at Life University in Georgia, and he's dedicated to giving, loving, and serving his community with the chiropractic adjustment and staying true to the chiropractic principle. Being a former collegiate football player, he recognized the importance of training and skill development early on in his chiropractic education. And so he now has gone from, you know, being having like a full client, you know, base, and moving that to his own chiropractic studio and practice. And it is so cool to see him step out in his own authentic way and to create this space of healing and alignment and all of that. And it was really fun to also see him before we started filming. I got to watch him adjust a family and even kids and things. And there was this mom that he just asked the question, like, you know, how are you doing? And she was like, I'm just so stressed. I have so much anxiety. And you could just tell, like, it was very much in her energy, whether she was maybe dealing with something, you know, currently that was really difficult, or she, you know, has felt this way for a while, that definitely gets stored in your body, right? And so it's so cool because Dr. Seth is like the opposite of anxious and agitated and irritated. He is so peaceful, and he just immediately brought her into this state. I just literally saw her whole energy shift, and it was just such a beautiful experience to witness. So in this episode, we dive deeper into the chiropractic practice, into his journey, and we get to do that with his doggos in the studio, and it was just so much fun. So this is going to be another episode where we dive deeper into the body, we dive deeper into energetic alignment and what that means, what that looks like, what that feels like, and why chiropractic is such an amazing tool to help us align in a holistic way. And that's personally with me, like that's been my personal experience and journey. I know some people haven't had very positive chiropractic experiences, but over time, something starts to happen in your body where your body starts to hold these adjustments. You start to feel more aligned physically. And for me, as I've been sharing my own physical journey of like getting into strength training and realizing, oh my gosh, this is what my body loves. And this is what is actually working for me. Chiropractic has been essential in keeping me aligned. And even in my adjustments, I just got adjusted by a different chiropractor because my chiropractor just had a baby. And Dr. Zach at the Source Denver, and he was like, wow, he was like feeling me, and he was like, you feel really clear, like really good. And I just realized, like, this is both, and it's not just because I've been adjusted for a little over a year, but it's also because I have now been strength training, and that has also shifted my body, and my body is able to hold adjustments better. My muscles are stronger, you know, that type of thing. I have a structure now that is supportive of these alignments. So I'm even more able to have better workouts, more effective, optimized, you know, workouts, optimized health. And that has been everything. So it's really both and I think on our body journeys, you know, like it's so unique. We get this body for the span of, you know, 80, 90 years, some of us 100. But, you know, in honoring our body and having no judgment, right, no criticism, but honoring our body and loving our body and being kind to our body and helping our body do what it wants to do, which is to heal, is to always help you heal and navigate this life, right, these experiences. And so through the ups and downs of traumas or experiences that are not so great to great highs, you know, amazing experiences in life that it's like, I'll be talking about that for the rest of my life. Our body is our vehicle. Our body is how we have these experiences. If we didn't have this body, we would just be a soul floating, you know, like in the ether, whatever you believe, right? And so it's like, it's really important that we honor this body, and chiropractic care is one of the ways. So if you are in the Denver area, I highly recommend you check out Dr. Seth Stormont at the Flow Chiropractic. All of the show notes have all of the links to everything, his chiropractic studio. I'll also be updating the episode 93 with the new links as well, because I want people to check him out, check out his studio. It's such a cool space. And so I just highly encourage you to look into this. The Kairos method is something that we mentioned in this episode, and that's a training that is true to the 33 chiropractic principles, which the Source Denver, which there's a Source Tucson. I think there's a location in Oakland. I believe there's a location maybe on the East Coast, like in New York or somewhere in there. There's five locations of the Source, chiropractic. So whether it's the Source Denver, Source Tucson with Dr. Brett Jones. There's different sources, but there's so many Kairos trained chiropractors. And so you can go on that website as well and find a Kairos trained chiropractor, which is going to be that holistic approach at chiropractic. It's not just a physical change, right? Which is great, fantastic, but it's also energetic. It's also on that soul level, that emotional, mental level. And that is something that every time I go in, I feel like I've been aligned, not just physically, but I feel like energetically, my emotions. A lot of times I'll have an emotional release on my drive home or a thought pattern that was limiting, that was like holding me up, that I felt like I was on this like hamster wheel, just can't get past it. Even that, it was like all of a sudden I had the ability to break through that. And so it's been instrumental in my spiritual journey, my actual physical journey, as well as my emotional and mental health and my energy. It has just done so many things for me. So I can't shout about it enough. Chiropractic has been just amazing, and a lot of things can get healed from that. It's way cheaper than going to an emergency room to get your rib head popped back in, if they even know how to do that, and also have follow-up care around that. But also, like if you have a cold, or if you're not feeling well, they can do all sorts of types of adjustments that help your immune system, things like that. It's just fantastic. It's amazing. So that coupled with like an herbal medicine, doctor, it's like, woo, what else do you need? It's amazing. So I just love Dr. Seth. I can't say that enough. I love him. He is amazing. He has such an amazing heart. And this episode is just amazing. So much fun to be on location. So I hope that you guys enjoy it. I just thank you so much for being a part of the Soulish Tribe, for being a part of this episode, watching, whether this is your first episode you're dropping in on, or you've been with me over the 3 years that this podcast has been in existence. Thank you so much for being a part of the Soulish Tribe, subscribing and sharing and DMing and reaching out. I love hearing from you guys. It's my favorite thing. I love you all so much. Enjoy this episode. So fun. So cool.
We don't need you in the shot. Thank you.
Cool. We do and we don't.
We do.
We would love you in the shot.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Let's do this. The dogs are chill.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah,
good timing,
yes,
as any.
Yes. Perfect.
Dr. Seth, this is so cool to like have you in studio.
Yes.
And it's awesome because you just arrived in this place. You just launched your new chiropractic office.
Yes.
And business.
Yes.
All in this year.
Yes.
This year is,
yes,
like the year, I think, of new beginnings.
Feels like that, for
mm-hmm.
sure, for sure.
I feel like a lot of people are starting new things, being creative, all of that. So I feel like the good energy, good vibes, and there's definitely good vibes in this
place.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Yes. It's curated well, for sure.
Yeah, and like with love, like these pillows are like the same design as his bathroom, except different colors. It's like so cool.
Yes.
I love it. And you were my chiropractor at the Source Denver, saw you a couple times. And I just immediately, every chiropractor has, like even Dr. Zach, and I've been to, I think, one or two other chiropractors in my life, but you just have this vibe, this energy about you. Like as soon as you just lay your hand down, it's like, he's not just tuning in to my physical body, noticing the signs of like maybe where there's tension or whatever, but you're also just tapping in energetically. And that was one difference with the Source Denver. And that's something that I know that you carry into this practice as well,
sure,
is that you're very connected with energy. And that is one way that you like intuitively sense where it is that someone needs an adjustment. And I think that's really cool.
Right.
Because it's like such a holistic approach. Like I feel like every time that I've ever been adjusted by you, by Dr. Darren, by that, like, kind of that culture of like holistic chiropractic culture, it's been like life changing, and every time it's like exactly what I need, you know? Right. And I think that's so cool that you deliver that to people. And I just got to like sneak in here while you had clients. And I just love that you're like all about the family. You're all about kids. You had a client that was kind of like stressed out and she was expressing that to you. And you're like, however I can support you.
Yes.
Like, I'm here for you.
For sure.
Yeah. And I just love that. Like, nobody cares, you know, very much like that. Yeah. You know, it's rare. Right. It's rare that somebody actually cares and like you ooze that.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love the name of your new studio and chiropractic office business is Flow Chiropractic. And I actually thought that was really cool because I listened to our episode 93, where we actually talked about that like impeding flow is where like there's not optimum health and wellness and connection. Like that lack of connection is something that's really big and is really important to have. It's important to have flow.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
And so I love that you named it Flow, and I didn't even remember that we had talked about flow specifically, and I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
This was in the works from the beginning.
It was. Yes.
So anyway, I thought today's conversation that, you know, we talked about achieving optimal life expression in our last episode and through chiropractic care specifically. And I thought it would be a really great conversation to talk about the power that our bodies have to heal, like that innate ability to heal, that our bodies actually want to heal. They don't want to be sick. They don't want to be in pain. They don't want to be unwell. And the power that flow can bring in.
Absolutely.
Through chiropractic care.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
On
yes.
board.
Excited to jump in. Yes.
I won you over with that. Good.
Yes.
We're
yes,
in.
Of course.
So, really. What I looked up, just kind of like, where are we at, you know, in wellness and pain? Because as I expressed to you in our last episode, like my dad had a car accident. He's actually been really suffering and kind of had like an almost death, like right before the end of the year. And we found that he actually had he didn't just, I guess, rupture a lower disc, but he also ruptured a disc in his neck. But he never, that wasn't like the emergency that needed to be taken
sure.
care of.
That's
so
right. Yeah.
In Western medicine, they just took care of what was like absolutely necessary in order to sustain life.
Yeah.
And
yes.
But
yes.
Like as far as like flow and optimum life expression, like that wasn't addressed. So he's been having like a lot of issues and I've been kind of just observing that and wanting to save and wanting to like, can I just like, like, be like this awesome goddess healer person and just like lay my hands and you're boom.
Yes.
And I'm sure like you feel that too when you lay your hands on people that you have that intention of like, even just with touch, like that person is, something is shifting.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That could be an adjustment itself just mm-hmm. by, you know, that initial touch could just be its own thing too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
I think that is part of the adjustment, to be honest.
Big time.
Because like, even in my mind, you lay your hand on my back, usually like right between the shoulder blades or something, and I'm immediately like getting psychologically even ready for the adjustments,
for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So my body is like doing its little thing.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And oftentimes like, cause I do have like lower back pain cause I fractured a vertebrae when I was young and the Scotty dog head like kind of like,
mm-hmm.
like right
yeah.
at the neck, it just.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. And I know that healed, but like I have like the scar tissue and stuff.
For sure.
So oftentimes I'll get on the table and I will totally just start to feel pain. It's like I haven't felt pain there until I just got on
right.
the table and
yeah.
it's like my body is already starting to express
yep.
and release it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that, like when we feel pain, I know there's like that
yeah.
that quote of like pain is weakness leaving the body.
Yes. Yeah.
I always think of that when I'm in the gym and it hurts. Like this is weakness leaving the body. Like even more intense.
Yeah.
But is that like true that like part of why we feel pain is not just because our body is saying I hurt, but it's also even maybe the remembrance of something?
I think that's a great way to put it. Yes. I would say that there's the pain is normally the last thing that ever shows up. So for me, it's like, okay, what is the pattern, emotional, physical, spiritual, all of those things, what has been working in the background up until that point to that pain being expressed? And sometimes you're not even aware of it because it's not in your current reality, perceived reality, until like you're settled in that space and the noise settles out, and then things start to bubble to the surface when you're in a space that you feel comfortable, you feel safe, and you feel that you trust this place, the person working with you, and then your body then starts to point out different places where more optimization, more facilitation, more healing can come through,
yeah.
Right? And so, and I guess we could touch more on that as we move through this about, you know, how the pattern now starts to move through, the body's compensating over time, and then pain is that last piece where the body's like, I can't really compensate anymore. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to me.
Yeah.
Let's figure out a way to help me, right?
Yeah.
As the body. So.
That's fascinating. I actually saw this fact that 70 million adults in the U.S. live in chronic back pain, specifically lower back pain. And I was like, 70 million?
Yes.
Like, y'all need Dr. Seth. Yeah. Like, come to Denver Rhino District and come see Dr. Seth. You 70 million.
Yes,
he will take you.
We got the space for it.
We got two tables. Yeah. Can handle you in the chair, too.
Oh, yes.
Just rapid fire adjustments. That whole, like, the artful adjustment will totally be even more perfected.
For sure.
But I just thought that was nuts.
That is a lot. Yeah.
That's so many people.
It's a problem. For sure.
That's a problem. And just even the fact that, like, people deal with it. And so, like you said, with patterns, I'd actually like to go there, because I think that's something that in current episodes of the Soulish Podcast that I've been highlighting, because I recently have just, like, shifted a pattern in my own life of, like, physical fitness. I just was like, fuck this. I'm tired of being heavy in my body. And I was like, I'm tired of trying to figure it out. And I just realized, you know what? I'm German. I'm Native American. Like, the veg diet is probably not going to work for me. And a shit ton of cardio all the time is probably killing me. And I'm probably under eating. And so my body is like, I'm a freaking Native American descent. My body is like, we hold on for the winter, the spring, and the summer.
Yes.
We don't do it until we don't eat till harvest.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, I probably just need to switch this up and not do so much cardio. My body probably thinks I'm running all around the U.S., you know, in search of deer to hunt. So like, I just realized, like, strength training did it for me last time, where, like, my body, like, knew what to do. And so I just switched. I just switched things up and I started doing strength training, and immediately, like, my body just started to take shape and do what it knew how to do. And I was shocked. Like, even just, I think it was like a couple months into training, I hit all my PRs from 7 years ago.
Love that.
It's like, what?
Yes.
Like, how is that even possible?
Yes.
So talking about patterns, because my body remembered, like, when I did train for the first time in my mid-20s, my body was like, we remember what it is to squat and to have placement, although I still need to perfect the squat. But, like, you know, I guess it's, like, interesting when we have a life pattern, a lifestyle, you know, a habit, whatever it is, or we make a continual choice, all the same thing pretty much. It's interesting how our body remembers the things that we did, and not in previous lifetimes, but in this, maybe.
Both. Yes.
In this lifetime. But it's, like, interesting that the body knows exactly what to do. And when you change up the pattern, the body is happy about it.
For sure.
You know, and can, like, totally adapt. Like, I don't think we realize how adaptable we are. And the fact that 70 million people have adapted to living in chronic back pain is crazy to me.
It is.
So I guess my question to you is, when someone begins chiropractic care, maybe for the first time, how is it that you, or do you see the shift taking place, like, each adjustment, you can feel the difference in their body. Like, it can take the adjustment more easily. There's more flow.
Absolutely.
Like, what is that like in your experience?
And so everybody's unique, right? And so it just, it's really depends on their current experiences up to that point. I mean, somebody that's been, you know, let's just say a drywall person that's just been lifting heavy drywall up above their head and, or, you know, construction as a whole, that's a very stressful situation. Maybe not emotionally stressful. It can be, right? But also like this physically stressful. And that's a different pattern than somebody that's been sitting at a computer like this for 8 hours a day for 20 plus years, right? And so they're, that pattern is more ingrained in their system, one versus the other. Or it also could be, you know, that construction worker has a great morning practice where he's meditating, where he's doing, or he or she is doing, you know, yoga, whatever it looks like to help move that stress through their system. And vice versa, the person sitting at the desk could have a great movement practice as well. And so that, that pattern is less ingrained. The things that we do for a long period of time, like say smoking or sitting for a long time, does create these small micro traumas throughout the system. And that's a slightly different pattern than, say, if you, you know, fell off a swing and landed on your head when you were 10 and then never really addressed that, and now you're moving through, and that's a very physical pattern that's moved over time. And so seeing those different people for the first time, one person could be very much so, they have this huge shift, and then we can begin to go a little bit deeper. Some people, their system takes a little bit longer, so you can't use as much force. You have to hold a bigger space emotionally, spiritually, for that person to really help them open up and their system to open up and trust that new information that is coming into the system. Because it is, the body is so used to one pattern over and over and over again. And then as soon as somebody makes the conscious decision, I'm going to do something about it, whether it is to just take care of pain, or they do have the realization of like, I need to break this pattern, or I need some more facilitation in my emotional life, spiritual life, all those things. A lot of times chiropractic isn't just, you know, is recognized as something that can help with that.
Right.
But I think that this new wave of chiropractors, and the way that myself, my wife, the source of everything else, is really bringing to life that new style of chiropractic, which is very rooted in how it was developed.
The original.
And yes. And so, which is amazing. And I think that that is what people are searching for, is that authenticity and, you know, more genuine experience with chiropractic. And so, taking it back to their first experiences, you know, and it could be a thing too where that person maybe wasn't ready for that pattern interrupt, and they're here once and then we don't see them for a while because it really shook them to the core and they weren't ready to see it, or somebody is ready to see it and now their trajectory of life, like, I mean, this might not sound like a good thing, but sometimes people go through divorce after their first stint of chiropractic, or they, you know, they change. It's a huge lifestyle shift because now they're seeing life more clearly. They're recognizing what is no longer serving them, and maybe it isn't that marriage. Maybe it isn't the way they're eating or moving or the job or those types of things where they are like, let's let this go. New patterns come into play and move through the world that way.
Absolutely.
So I think that's, you know, more long-winded version of what can happen in somebody's first experience. And that's the importance of sitting down and having a conversation with somebody, not just, hey, come in, boom, 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 see you later. Like, have the conversation, connect with somebody, the rapport to be able to, one, connect, and now that person trusts you a little bit more because now their system can be more open to it as well. But then I have a deeper understanding of, okay, this is how I can hold better space, more facilitate healing through the system and allow more things to happen more quickly. I think that's a big part of it as well, at least how we and myself and the way that I have been trained to see chiropractic and do chiropractic.
Which is so cool. I think it's true, like, as your body is becoming in more alignment, because what a lot of people don't understand is they think you're cracking bones, you know, or cracking joints.
Yeah.
I mean, it can certainly sound like that.
For sure.
And be a little scary, especially with the neck. I think that's why it's like we see too many movies.
Yes, yes. Steven Seagal, he did not help us out.
We see too many movies where it's like, that was too easy.
For sure.
And so to have somebody like, you know, angle your neck in a certain way and you're like, what the heck is happening? And it can be a little intimidating.
Of course.
And loud, especially in your neck, it's loud. Yeah. But it's actually just releasing pressure, which then helps your body, your joints, your bones, all of it to be able to speak to each other and flow. Yeah. Like it basically releases anything that is blocking or limiting or, you know, impeding flow in the body.
Absolutely.
So like automatically you start aligning, and that makes sense that then things that maybe you were even holding inside of your body, such as like resentment or like, this is no longer in alignment with me and what I want. Like, I'm just realizing I want something different. Like, I totally think that chiropractic, like aligning your body, can help with that. A lot of people think that it's like, my wife started working out and then she left me, you know, or my husband started working out and then he left me.
Yeah.
And they think it's that, you know, but it's actually like, no, this person was probably doing something for themselves that then they were releasing stuff, you know, because it's physical movement. It's the same thing, right? You're moving energy.
Yes.
And so then they just kind of, I guess, realize like they're done, or maybe a job. It could be friends, people in your life that you're like, you know what? This is not like good vibe. This is not good energy. Like,
of course,
I don't want that anymore.
Clean the lens a bit. Yeah.
So I totally believe that is possible. Cause I know just even from being in chiropractic care now, like I think a little over a year with the Source and you guys, I think for me, having consistent care over such, you know, it's not even like that long of a time, but but it feels like it. I feel like I've been with you guys for years. But I think like even that has helped me work through like hopelessness, moving to a new city and knowing no one, having the only family I had and / friends move, you know, and like, and just kind of feeling like, oh my God, like, did I fuck up? Was I supposed to be here? Yes, like, did I just like, you know, do whatever. And I think like there's a lot of that, like even just emotional cycles that we go through or things that we work through that chiropractic care, honestly, I would tell Dr. Dan, I was like, dude, I was like coming in here like heavy hearted. Yeah. He didn't even know. Yeah. And he would do this like in the middle of my chest, and I felt like a freaking pole just went through my heart, like opened up and everything. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so light.
yeah, it can happen.
It can happen for people. So anything is possible.
Yes.
I think it's interesting because part of that 70 million, and you kind of talked about this because it's like posture related. It could be genes. It could be stress related. It could be lack of activity. Is there any other factors or like patterns that we could look out for? Just kind of like sit and be like, do I have any of these
for sure.
that impede flow? Are there any other patterns besides that?
The one that just like kind of popped into my head is trauma. I mean, it could be like physical trauma, sexual trauma, emotional trauma, relationship trauma, whatever it could be, you know, because that can really turn the system into this fetal type position through here where we want to protect and guard and things there. And so really looking out because that then has a whole host of, you know, emotional, spiritual and repercussions in that sense of things and how you move through the world. But even on a very physical level of the chronic pain piece is, you know, when you're in this sort of, because that's only fight or flight and you're just in this kind of crunched state, even at a very micro level to where you're not even aware of it, but your whole body is in this kind of flexion state through this. And so if we start to realize or see ourselves in the mirror, we walk in the bathroom and we kind of see our body doing this, or we recognize when we're at work, it's just kind of curling into this, or whenever we're stressed and our body wants to shut down into this, or confrontation, anything like that, that can create this pattern physically to now everything's coming through here and now our spinal cord is being stretched and lengthened. So now we have more stress internally. And so our whole underlying operating system is from this tension state. And so if, you know, no wonder people have anxiety and they can't sleep, it it's all in line with like your posture and how things are showing up in your body and your system. And then it's just creating more compression in the low back. And now we have more low back pain and things can keep moving through the body like that. And it creates this neck pain, this thoracic pain. And then we're, you know, running to the, you know, Western medicine and things like that. And they're just shoving pills and surgery and things. When it's like, when, if we were able to have the awareness, you know, watch your podcast, other podcasts of like, oh, there's something different that can create more ease, more freedom in our system to really recognize, oh, I need to open up. I need to talk about those things that happened. I need to help this trauma, this situation, this resentment, this whatever it may be, help it move through our body so it's not just creating this stuck energy and we're not allowed to let it move through and create postural patterns and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that's
trauma.
A big one that you don't really see or think or feel. You know, people are just like, oh, well, this happened to me, and yes, I'm talking about it, but it's like it can show up in other places,
mm-hmm.
you know. And a lot of people, I think it's becoming more of a thing, but I think a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah. No, I think it's really interesting too, because like the fascia, which you guys work with. You have to sometimes it's a barrier because there's that trauma there, whether it's a physical trauma, like for me in my lower back, or it's like an emotional one. Cause our body stores memories of experiences, feelings, like that all gets stored in the body. Right. So it's like actually even more important for us to be like aware and like, I don't know, connected.
Yeah.
What are some ways that, like with that constriction, what are some ways, I know yoga is really great because it helps you to open up, even like the tree posture or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like all of those openers, sun salutation are great. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you recommend for clients when you see them in that state?
Yes, I would say one, it's an awareness that you're in that state, and then finding a switch or an anchor, something that allows you to, oh, okay, I'm here. Well, let's open up. Let's spend a few minutes opening here, arms wide, opening chest, stretching chest, but also like strengthening through, because a lot of times, even just physically, mm-hmm. like our chest wants to tighten up through here, and then this all rhomboids up through the upper back, upper trap, everything wants to weaken. And so strengthening that to help pull this all back. And so I recommend a lot of these face pulls. I mean, you can't do too many of those. We live in such this flexion state life here. So anything that's helping our back and chest open up and pull all this back this way is only going to help open that up, because everybody's seen the difference of someone who walks in the room flexed, sits in the corner and is just kind of like this. They're not the life party. They're not that everybody doesn't want to talk to that person, but the person that walks in the room with their head held high, chest up, chin up, everything is expressing. They're leading with their heart. Everybody wants to talk to that person. Everybody wants to go see what's different, right? Because they're glowing this expression through here. And so having that mental picture, visualization of, you know, you walking into the room fully expressed, that's always good. And if like we have a sitting desk job, whatever it is, I mean, even chiropractors, like we can get in this pattern of the same thing.
Yeah.
And so having a great awareness and perception shift of like, I need to do something different to interrupt that pattern. So if it is sitting for a while, it's standing up, doing some sort of movement, rotations, lateral bending to really break up the day, the monotony and all of those things. So that's that micro trauma over time is what is going to build new patterns and stress and all of that, and can lead to pain and everything else in this flex state.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't feel good.
No.
That's for sure.
Definitely doesn't.
Yeah. No. That's really cool. I think it's interesting because more than ever, like people are really going to alternative care. We're like realizing that, like I'm seeing it even more and more. And I know it's not just because of what I like choose to heart on Instagram, but I like even see like more herbal medicine stuff. Like, hey, did you know that if you put oregano leaves in olive oil and you steep it for 4 to 6 weeks and then strain it, that that's actually like a cure all for everything, you know? And I'm like, Who knew? Like, yes, I didn't know that.
For sure. Yes.
That's really cool. But there's, you know, there's just so many different remedies, and so many more people are realizing like the value of all alternative care, because it's not an alternative.
Yeah.
It actually should be mainstream.
Yes. Yes. For sure.
It's like the Western medicine should, the Western medicine,
yes,
should be actually the alternative.
For sure. Yes.
Right. The sub.
Oh, yeah.
The second option.
Absolutely. If, and or emergencies and things,
right,
like that. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
So I think it's interesting that more and more people are seeking alternative care.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to see, like, do you sense that alternative care will become more mainstream and maybe even like a first option in the years to come? Do you kind of just sense like that's where we're going as a collective?
I would agree with that, yes, because I believe, you know, our generation and even, like, say our parents and things are beginning to question whether or not, like, they need to go in for that surgery. They need that pill. They need, because I think people are beginning to realize that there wasn't, you know, there is a lot of education behind that, but there wasn't a lot of thought for the individual behind that. And so things that are kind of just thrown at the wall and hope they stick, but people are also recognizing that, like, well, I take that, excuse me, I take that, and then I have to take this, this, and this because of that. Yes, that helps my original problem, but now I have all these other problems. And so to have to see that people are opening their eyes a little bit more to like, what's different? What can I, how can I support myself naturally, like it's supposed to, like we're built to do, and really combat my current experience with those things, right? And
yeah.
So, and that's not to say that, you know, Western medicine is shit or anything like that. By no means, I would never do that.
Right.
However, you know, because, you know, emergencies happen, and I am,
right,
extremely thankful for that side of things to keep people alive and healthy in that sense, you know, but as far as calling the day-to-day healthcare, I don't believe that that is really the truth. I think that the alternatives are more supportive, they're more helping people support their inner healing and inner expression of health,
yes,
and optimization, and how, you know, and it does feel like, you know, the more that that happens, the more that these, I guess, you know, alternative routes, right? Chiropractic, acupuncture, massage therapy, all of those things are more, are becoming more popular in those, you know, hopefully those practices are bursting at the seams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it does seem that way. We still got a long ways to go, but I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you also think that it's maybe part of it because our generation was kind of this like interesting in between?
Yeah.
Where like we were kind of the generation that still had the long cord phone.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
that was from the kitchen that you could go to like the living room and still have a conversation,
yes,
while you're watching the game.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure,
yes,
is what you did.
Yeah.
Me, it was like all that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, wait, yes, this seems so good.
Yes.
But let me talk to you.
Yes.
And then we also had like internet come into our homes,
yeah,
for the first time that did not exist in early childhood years.
No.
And so like we were kind of like all a part of those like little evolutions,
yes,
you know?
Yeah.
And I wonder if like part of what we're seeing happen is that we're realizing we're so empowered to heal.
Yeah.
Like we're actually, our bodies are actually meant to heal themselves,
mm-hmm,
not be like, you know, jarred back into place,
yeah,
by a surgery.
Yeah.
You know, like my dad has a steel cage, titanium rod, screws, nuts and bolts, you,
yes,
know.
And that's permanent. Now that's forever like that, right?
Yeah.
And so there's no opportunity for the body. Now the body has to adapt and create new patterns around that, which,
yeah,
then has its own whole host of things.
It's crazy.
Instead of supporting it naturally. And to your point, you know, about the internet and all of that, I think a big part of the new shift and the new wave of questioning and,
yes,
things like that is because of the internet and the access to information that we never really had before. You know, at our fingertips, we can say, like, we can get a second opinion. We can,
mm-hmm,
you know, or reach out to our social network and say, you know, does this make sense? What do you guys think? And so, you know, and that can create its own problems, but it also has a lot of solutions and creates this, like you said, this empowerment to think for ourselves and not just rely on, you know,
someone. The doctor of the town.
Yes. Yes.
Your catch-all of like course, all things.
For sure. Because that's always just, that's just one person. And not to say that I'm right and someone else is wrong. This is just a different way of looking at it. And I believe a very supportive way of looking at it all. And the access to information is vast, and it's only getting more and more vast. And so I think the ability for people to question and to gather their own information, do their own research is growing. And so I do believe that that is going to continue as that happens.
That was not Dr. Seth.
That was Jasper.
Having a good dream.
Yes.
I just think like that's what's for me, I guess I'm like an eternal optimist because I definitely feel like we're on the up and up. A lot of people maybe in the spiritual community that I've chatted with, it's kind of been like, God, I just feel like we're going to shit, you know? And it can feel like that at times. I mean, that's a real feeling.
Of course.
But I honestly feel like there's so much good, you know, happening, especially with knowledge and empowerment and us stepping into our ability and realizing like we're all powerful, you know, within ourselves and we can heal. And it's amazing to see how the body like will grow bone over steel and titanium. I mean, who knew that the body would even know to do that in order to fortify something that's foreign to stabilize the body, you know, like how crazy is that? And, and it's crazy how our body can adapt. And like you said, at the beginning of this conversation of like pain is the last thing that you experience when you have trauma, something, whatever, it's like that break in the arm happens, right? There's an impede of flow and that goes up to the brain and expresses as pain after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, and so it's like, this is how our body tells us this is an emergency. Like, this is something that needs to be tended to.
For sure.
And I think that's very, it's just fascinating how the body flows, connects, communicates, all the things, but we have everything within us in order to heal.
Definitely.
To flow.
Yes. Absolutely.
Were you trained in the Kairos method?
I was. Yeah.
You were, right?
Yes. I went through Kairos Training Culture, KTC. I found it was Adjusting Ninjas at the time, and my second quarter of school. So my whole, I think I was in school for 15, 16 quarters. And so from basically, so is that like 13 quarters I was a part of.
I was trying to do that. Yeah, I honestly need a protein shake.
That feels right. Like 13 quarters that I was a part of Kairos Training Culture and led it and taught it, went to so many camps, things so like that. Cool. So
I love the Kairos method.
Huge foundation of me. Yes,
It's so cool. Like I love the method and I thought it was interesting. I wanted to ask you like, what are the proper biomechanics and functional movements to do the Kairos method? Like what's so different from like traditional chiropractic to the Kairos method? Cause I think it's really good for people who are in the Denver area, who want to come to you and work with you. Like what is the difference with how you were trained versus other chiropractors?
Of course. I would say, like I touched on before, it's never about better or worse. It's just something different. And I think a big piece of Kairos, and I'll just call it KTC, is not only the sustainability as a chiropractor, but it's coming from a place of peace and ease, and it's coming from a place of connection before you're thinking about correction. And so correction as in, you know, subluxation, and you're correcting that subluxation through the chiropractic adjustments. So it's approaching the person on the table from a place of love and their highest vibration, and you know, holding a vision of their highest self and highest health journey, path, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I'm holding that vision before you ever put your hands on them. So you're coming to the table from a clear intention that this is only going to benefit you in your healing journey. And so I think that's a huge piece of what draws a lot of people. It's what drew me into KTC and the ability to kind of open my eyes to what's more of chiropractic in the bigger picture and how vast chiropractic can be and the things that it helps. And, you know, it's not just about joint motion and the lack of and things. And my best friend Dylan Vaughn said one time, he was like, if all we're looking for is, you know, better joint motion, that's all you're going to get. You're not going to get a bigger, yeah, there might be less pain and things like that, but you're not expressing more life. You're not feeling more per moment in each moment. And then, you know, the other piece of KTC is like the sustainability as a chiropractor, because when I first started, the statistic may be different now, it was like 5% of chiropractors within the first 4 years of them being in practice, where it might be even a bigger percentage, to be honest, that just popped in my head. So, but where they had a debilitating injury from adjusting people, whether it was a wrist or a shoulder or their own low backs and things like that. And so really being mindful of you as the practitioner first, because without that, you can't help anybody. And so being able to, yes, come to the table from a place of peace, love, and ease, but also having the awareness of where your body is at in space. And so you're not just trying to put yourself in these precarious positions to try to adjust somebody, because it is, there's force coming through you into their system, and then there is a repercussion of that force back in your body. And if you can't move through that, and that's why sometimes you'll see the adjustment kind of come through and then they'll move away, or there's this too, because there is a
a
rebound, I guess, of sorts of energy that can come back into the system. Or like in a side posture, there is force that's coming through my body that is also being applied into someone else's system. And so if I'm not prepared for that, then it can really feel over time, again, that pattern of doing something similar over and over again. Now I'm creating this pattern in my own body that may break at some point. Now I'm hurt and I can't help anybody else. And so that was a big draw as well. And the overarching thing of KTC, which I love, is just the theme that the adjustment can be practiced and trained. Just like any athletic sport, anything that you do, you know, the adjustment is coming from my body into someone else's. And so that is a very physical movement, just as, you know, somebody shooting a basketball or playing the piano. Like, it's all things that need to be and can be practiced. Mm-hmm. And you can be an extremely proficient chiropractor by the time you get out of school. I graduated the end of 2019, and I feel like, and have heard people that have been adjusted by people in the field for 20 years, and they, you know, felt that my adjustments, and not that it was better or worse, but was different and moved their system more than that chiropractor that had been in practice for 20 years. And so it's just the awareness that when something is trained for many hours, it doesn't matter if you're 22 just graduating, but you spent 4 years training versus graduating. Now you don't have to see people in practice for 4 years to be proficient and good and be able to deliver a, you know, life-shifting and perception-shifting adjustment and things. And so that was a big piece. And because you could take the 200 different techniques in chiropractic, and if you train them, you can be a master or very close to by the time that you graduate, and be a whole lot better by the time that you're out of school. Whatever you feel is resonant to you. It's not a technique. It's just a way to, in a space, to recognize a bigness of chiropractic, but also to train for yourself and for the people that you serve. So I think it's a beautiful space to learn and do all those things.
That's really cool. Yeah. I did not know that you would feel a rebound energy.
Yeah, I can.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I think what's cool is every time I've ever been adjusted by you, which has been maybe a handful of times, there is an energetic shift every single time. Like, I noticeably feel like that's just something that you carry in your practice and who you are. And so that's been something super invaluable to me, because every time I was like, damn, Dr. Seth, I feel so good. I have energy shifting. I just feel like in a,
Of course,
euphoria. And so I appreciate that about you. What I wanted to ask you too is, I know with some of the adjustments, they're quite fun to watch. Even where you get up on the table yourself.
Absolutely.
Is there any I don't know, one of your favorite adjustments that you love to do, is that like it, where you get up on the table and you're like, yes?
I would say yes or no. I mean, that is fun, and it's very artful and things, and it's and I think that's a big part of that, is understanding somebody's system and being able to listen on a deep level. Because yes, you can see somebody just laying face up and you can get a great adjustment and great, you know, shifts happening that way. But understanding that we are dynamic, moving human beings, and there's different positions that may open that window even more. And so having somebody sitting up, it changes how they're sitting in space, weight bearing and things there. And so now, you know, when you're coming from and standing on the table, I could have somebody sit on the floor and I'm not staying on the table. However, you know, it's just getting myself into a position to send the force, the information through the window mm-hmm. in someone's system the best way possible. Mm-hmm. And so I think my favorite part is just knowing that it doesn't have to be one stiff way to do it, and
right.
just here is to be playful, is to be artful, to be expressive, and following somebody's system, because like I said, it is dynamic and moving. And so it's like you have to find and catch something in a certain position, the arm falling off, the legs in a certain position, sitting up, standing, all of that stuff. And so somebody that's a mentor of mine, Katina Manning, she's a doctor out in Boston, just a beautiful woman. She's been practicing for years. But like watching her adjust, like she has like – she's standing on the table or sitting on the table with somebody, holding their head, cradling them the whole time. And then it's just a quick impulse and just being able to follow somebody's system and finding where that pattern is going to be released, I think is a huge piece of that. And if you watch somebody like myself or my wife or anybody at the source and things like that, it's a matter of following patterns to really help somebody release them in an optimal way. So and that's the thing with chiropractic, is that, you know, just boom, 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 that still works, right? And chiropractic
right.
works, and depending on how you see it, what you believe in the power of chiropractic is such a beautiful thing. And what resonates with me may resonate differently if you were a chiropractor, right, and everybody else. And so
right.
just understanding that there's more to it than just see you later.
Yeah.
And you can still be efficient with that, right? But
there's more there.
Yes, big time.
There's more to be had and used and expressed and utilized.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Final question for you, sir.
Yeah.
What is next? Like, what is your big vision? I know this is new and this is like a new space for you. And
yeah.
it's like, we're getting this rocking.
Yes.
But like 5 years, 10 years down the line, what is your vision?
I appreciate that. Yes. The vision is really to grow, flow into a place, a lighthouse, a beacon, an oak tree of healing in not only the Rhino Arts District, but also Denver as a whole, and to be a place where people can come and it feels good. It feels like you're going to a homie's house, but you're also expressing all of this light and healing in your own system so that you can take that out into the world and create new communities and more healing in your communities and families and things. And so that's more like near, kind of very local vision there. And there's some other things in the works that hasn't really been launched yet, to where teaming up with my wife and family to really bring more opportunities and more space for people to heal in Denver. And we also, you know, want to create land that's not too far so that we can still come into town, see people that need to be seen
mm-hmm.
through town, but also be able to have, you know, a fully self-sustaining place to live and grow our own food
yes.
and have our own space to express in that sense, and
that's
grow a family and things in that environment to create a more natural way of being a human. And that's a big vision, but you know, the vision with Flow is for us to be just a place that people love to come and hang out, to get adjusted, to be in the vibes, to experience something different.
Mm,
so
That's so cool. What an awesome, beautiful vision for your future.
Thank you.
There's nothing like sticking your hands in your own dirt that your own food grows from.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to that. Yes.
So good. I have that too. I'm like, man, one day. Yes. Right now I'm like, maybe I'll get one of those pipe gardens that you stick in your corner of your apartment.
For sure. A roommate of mine had one of those. And they work.
Yes. You might start there. Thank you so much for your time.
Of course.
And for doing this interview in your beautiful studio.
Thank you.
This
Thank
is
you
so,
so
cool.
Much.
What an honor.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me. And if you resonate with this, the vibes of chiropractic that I can bring, please look us up, Flow Chiropractic on Instagram. Websites on its way.
Yeah, Flow Chiropractic on IG, and they can also book through there. They can connect with you and DM. You're awesome in the DMs. So definitely, I highly recommend if you're in the Denver area, metro area, come see Dr. Seth. He's amazing.
Thank you, y'all. Thank you. You're so welcome. Perfect.
That was awesome.
Yes, that was perfect.